Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
This episode of Secret to Success is brought to you by
Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, entrepreneurs, and curious people everywhere. You can take classes in freelance and entrepreneurship, marketing and productivity, you name it, they've got it. So whether you're picking up a new skill for your day job, figuring out your next side project, or pursuing a long-time passion, Skillshare has classes for you. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, Skillshare is offering the Secret to Success listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/A, N, T, O, N, I. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Antonio to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Antonio.
Now, once I have a pick, you're gonna have to, if you just get it straight once, and I should be good. I need a marker, Grace. Now, you got an appointment? Okay. And we'll be here pretty much all day. And okay, good. And then, because I'm going to need your help too. And you're going to be going to show, you're going to do some sales calls too and show them.
Yeah,
you got two of them? Good. We're gonna record you.
All right.
Okay, he's got an appointment. All right. Didn't I used to be like a catcher holder thing? Where's the eraser? I think I put him on top of there. And you can see all this. Now, law, this is very important, y'all. It's like, don't. If I could just convince you that everything is sales and all of your movements should be strategic. Okay, Deanna, you need to plug up your laptop. All of your movements should be strategic or just sit next to me, close to me, where you can just share my plug. But we can't afford yours to go out. If I could convince you of that, anyway, you're going to learn today, okay? You're going to learn today. What's that from? Shout out to Kevin Hart. All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm on camera now. This S is for stage. Got me? C is for crowd. And then H, well, I think I'm too far. Yeah. H is for home. You need to make your money here, here, and here. You got me? But I want you to understand, none of this money matters. Okay? I'm going to break that down. Hey, Leroy, can we get you? Sure can. How many people going to be there? Well, it's going to be 100. I tell you what. Give me 50% up front. Oh, it's 9? Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's shift. You come run this here. You got a 9 o'clock too? All right, we're doing both. I'm going to show y'all both of these. Hold on. Are we coming back to this? We're going to go, you go in there, and we're going to do this happiness call, and it will be right back on you. So y'all follow me. I'm going to do the same thing we did with Grace. But she's going to make a happiness call. Happiness directors, is this something I made up? I'm probably too close. Happiness directors, is this something I made up? Because we had a complaint one time. We have a 97% retention rate, which is fantastic. It's near unheard of. Yeah. Even Amazon might be up there too, though, right? But that's because we do so many unscalable things. This is one of them. This is a total waste of time. It is absolutely inconvenient, but it's the best thing we do. She's just going to make her happen. I'm going to show y'all. She's not selling her anything. This is someone who's already purchased.
My name is Deanna Mitchell. I am your happiness coordinator here with the Bureau of Dominant Seekers and the ATSGR company. So the first thing I want to find out is, have you been able to log into the platform and access the online courses yet? Awesome. Okay. So do you have any questions so far with that? So if you are seeing the freshman course and the junior course, if you're seeing those things, then those are the courses for the ATS Business University. And with that, yes, ma'am.
Okay. What she's doing right now. She's getting information. She's going to get some more information. This lady's already purchased. We're going to make sure that she can find her classes correctly And then what she's going to do is she's going to transition to try to give us something for free if we have it. And sounds like she wants ATS Business University, so she just might get that. But she don't pay for that. Point is, she's already purchased. So before buyer's remorse can sit in, we send her to another person, happiness director, make her happy, and then give her something for free. So now we look like a fantastic company, because we are.
Business, sales, and marketing as well. So on your dashboard, if you're seeing that, it's just showing you the other courses that are available to you. And if you choose to go into those, you can just click either one of those, and it'll take you through the process of either purchasing it, or if it's one of his complimentary courses, you can just sign up for it. All right. And so did you receive your email that showed your access to the private Facebook group as well as the links for all of the training? Awesome. Okay. So I'm just looking through the notes that Grace, I was looking through the notes that Grace sent over to me, and I'm just seeing, created to speak, we love to speak, empower women, the best. All right. So how to build momentum and getting paid. Oh, wow. Oh, I see your self-published book, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. Really? Lord, don't let me die with my destiny inside. Okay, Ms. Michelle. Wow. That, I'm going to look forward to reading that.
Other people have done it. So you know that it's a path, you know, to get to where you want to go, to being that paid speaker and all of that, but just not having... It's something new and not having anybody to help guide you there. And so, and then that coupled with life events that, you know, that would happen. I just have never really had numerous opportunities that I to excel, but just have not been able to carry to the next level to build, you know, further on what has already been done. I took it as far as I could take it. I guess that's the simple way of putting it. At that point, with the skill set that I had.
Gotcha. Well, I want to welcome you again to the Bureau of Diamond Achievement.
All right, we're going to help her move into the other room, and we'll continue that. But I'm going to break down what she's doing to all of y'all. Let me just fix this camera real quick.
This is my personal business line, so please feel free.
Oh, you done? Okay.
So please feel free to call me or text me if you have any additional questions.
It is. Yeah, we can try to give it all away. There we go. Now I'm gonna have Grace. Grace is gonna fix it back to where. Oh, I could probably do it from here. It's actually not too bad. Now let me explain this happiness directors thing, okay?
Hey everybody, I am so excited to tell you about Skillshare. Please don't consider this an ad. I want you to consider the fact that I really, really, really enjoy Skillshare. Now, all of you who listen to my podcast, you know I am a nerd. From quantum physics to all sorts of stuff, I'm a freaking nerd, and you know it. Let me tell you, I'm pretty good at personal branding. As a matter of fact, I'm probably one of the best in the world at personal branding. And I must admit to you, that I learned a lot more new information from Skillshare's personal branding course. It's literally in there because social media is a tricky thing, right? And, you know, they talk about crafting your social media experience and all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, introduction to social media strategies. I can't really like quote all you the classes. I'm going from memory here. Something about context is key. All sorts of great stuff. They break it down. The point is, the mere fact that I can remember it and the mere fact how they break it all down and give it to you in bite-sized bites and they make it comprehensive like a college class. Comprehensive means to go from left to right or make it all together where you can understand it. Skillshare is a big deal. I remember first seeing Skillshare on a YouTube video I was watching one day, but I checked out the marketing. I really did. I'm pretty big into marketing. My favorite part about Skillshare, what they really did for me that I just really want to give you guys just some insight, is I really suck at animation. This is the truth. I suck at animation. So I went under the animation section, and I've been learning animation, and especially since I have a Sonic tag, you know, if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, you hear that right thing. That's my Sonic tag. And I've been really trying to figure out, you know, how in the heck do I put an animation across the screen on my videos for my Sonic tags? Well, you know, Skillshare has taught me all that stuff. So I think it's pretty cool. And my staff thinks it's pretty cool. You know, Skillshare is awesome. Do yourself a favor. I've got a, you know, I'm telling you where to go. I've got a link included in the description. Get you some Skillshare. It's an opportunity for you to grow. If you're serious about money, if you're serious about advertisement, marketing, sales, or if you just want to take your career further, or maybe just expound on your personal brand. And of course, you're serious about it because you can't even be listening to my podcast because I only attract people who are serious about that. Go to Skillshare. It's my personal testimony. I'm not on script at all. This is no script. I'm probably rambling. This is amazing. I'm telling you how good it is. And I love you all. Skillshare is fantastic.
This happens, the rest of the thing is the most important part. And we used to mess up on it, and I had to roll heads because it is the most important part of the whole process. The reason being is because people, no matter how nice you are, there's so many crooks out here, they always feel like you got over on them. Like, you know, even if it was affordable, I feel like that ain't real, or maybe I shouldn't have did that. You get what I'm saying? And we want to knock that off of you the best way we can. So what we do first is we try to be your first contact about us before your subconscious is. Yeah, man, I can't stress that enough. Before you go, man, I don't know. I don't like law. I don't know why. You, ain't nobody that nice. You know, all that stuff like that. Ain't nobody that nice. We go, hey, we make you happy. Oh, okay, you are nice, right? You get what I'm saying? And one guy tried to get a refund, which I had no problem. I think our refund policy is like first 72 hours, something like that. It's strong, though. I got a strong refund policy. Now, we called him to set up a happiness call. He tried to say we didn't. You know what I'm saying? So what he did was act like $19 was $19 gazillion, right? Now, in his life, it probably is. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe it was a principal. So what we did, like, this just happened like 2 weeks ago, maybe last week. So he sent a text message, no, and still nobody contacted me, so I just want my money back. Screenshot, okay? His number, the time. We called 3 minutes early. It's 2 o'clock. We called at 1:57. Now we do apologize that we missed you, right? Because I wanted to say we apologize that you didn't do what you were supposed to do, which is sorry self. But did you finish? Okay. I'm gonna have you explain. I'm gonna have you conclude the session. Go ahead. You can walk. I'm how you conclude this session. But the happiness call saved us from having to do a refund. Now he's still, you know what I'm saying, still paying, blah, blah, blah. The reason why the happiness call is so important, well, for one, it's unscalable. It is literally an inconvenience. It really is. And for me, it's going to cost me, with the people that I'm hiring, I'm going to have 8 people on sales and another maybe 4 or 5 on happiness calls. Like, their only job in the company is going to take $22 an hour from me just to call people and make them happy. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, because now it's starting to connect, right? So in a sense, that would be a follow-up call is what it is. Now, when I transitioned into sales for T-Mobile, because I didn't come in on sales, I was in operations or what have you. So when I transitioned, I had this large list and I always followed up with every single customer. How's the service going? How are you liking your products? Is there anything else that you need from me? So me doing that with every single customer made my retention rate go up even more. So they were trying to figure out, why is that everyone always comes back and asks for law or wants to deal with law? And that was because of the follow-up and the things in which I did. Yeah. So it's very important, because you make the person feel important when you do that. They really matter, they really value. So they always come back and look for you because of that.
Absolutely. And you said it. You hit the nail on the head better than what I could have. Yeah, just put a light over there, because he's got some star bursts coming out that window, making him darker than what he should be. But it's where he's sitting at. Now, yes, it is essentially a follow-up. But this is a follow-up in which we flat out say, not here to sell you nothing. Right? Right. Yeah. That, and we make sure it's a different person to look bigger. Okay? If Grace closes the sale, Deanna does the call, vice versa. If Reggie doesn't want enough, it's always a different person. Now they're, so instead of having a relationship with you, because that's really how the company works. They have this relationship with whoever the salesperson was. You know what, Law, you made me buy this. You tell your boss, you did a good job. How many times you had people tell you that, right? There are plenty. Because the relationship is with you. Then they turn around, get a happiness call. Now it's, man, is all y'all like this? Right? You get what I'm saying? Well, I would really like to talk to Antonio. Here's his fan phone, right? Here's his phone for, you mean I could just get his number, right? All that stuff, right? You know, and it just goes on and on and on. And that keeps retention. Okay? Now tell us how your call, come. Are you logged in? You are logged in? Okay, go ahead. So Deanna's going to conclude this section. Of how the end of that call went. Go ahead.
And so at the end of the call, I made sure, the one thing I always make sure that I do when I end the call with them is let them know, this is my personal business line. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me or text me, and then I always let them know. Now, if you call me and I don't answer, that means I'm either in a training or on a call, but text me. The reason I do that is to let them know one of the biggest things that we've experienced. People tell us, you have access. If you have questions, reach out to us, and we never hear from them. So I always let them know that, no, we're not just bringing you in and that's it. Like you're going to be dumped off. No, we always tell them that, to let them know that no matter what, we're still here from them. And when I tell them that, I always hear a thank you so much come from them. So by the end of that call, she was very happy. I made sure she had access to everything. She has access to everything. She went through everything. She's gone through some of the trainings already, and she's done all of that. So she's very happy.
Good stuff.
Nah, you good. You can go help out Law. That's you just in a bad spot because the sun rises in the east, but you'll be all right. Yeah. that just is what it is. I can't go stop the sun. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta, yeah, can't do nothing about that. So do y'all understand the importance of what we do? Happy to start. Like, y'all, we do. How many phone calls did we do yesterday? And yesterday was an extremely short day. We left, let's say we worked 4 hours yesterday, if that. How many phone calls did we do yesterday as a whole collective? Deanna, how many phone calls did you do yesterday? This is phone calls. Not only was yesterday short, we worked 4 hours, then there was a 2-hour training block in the middle of that. So we worked 90 minutes. Okay, 90 minutes ish. And they're going to tell you how many calls. I know Reggie made maybe, we just say put 10 on him because he had an appointment. In 90 minutes, how many?
20.
You made 20. 12. Well, that's 42 calls in 90 minutes. You can't help but, like, imagine having somebody at T-Mobile dedicated to bringing in customers to scheduling appointments for the sales team. It's insane, right? I'm getting ready to hire a bunch of people, I want you to process this. Sales, happiness, and schedulers. The schedulers are going to learn how to only stay on the phones all day and schedule appointments for those 8 people. So when my salespeople come in, while they will still make their own prospects, you're going to get fired, right? You're like, oh, I got 19 appointments in the first morning, right? You get what I'm saying, right? That's the life. And it's also income. So if you look here, Grace, can you hear me that? Sorry, stay on camera. And I'm going to end. So every last one of these people have received a happiness call. Every last one of these people. Now, what we're doing, and this is about a week's worth of work, while including training, while including videos, while being humans, while having to use the restroom, like, you know, while life happens, all that stuff, okay? Now, but this is just how good we are, okay? This is just how good we are. Now, what I want you to know is we don't write a number down until it's closed, okay? And you see 4,125. We know, here you go, Grace, that once we do that, we create 15 salaries. We're going to do that by December. Is it December 1st or December 31st?
First.
That sounds like me. Mm-hmm. That sounds like exactly I would say December 1st. It sounds exactly like Antonio Smith. Don't nothing else sound like me. Pushing us too hard sounds like me, that's for sure, right? Now, that is what we're doing. So the next number getting written down is 4,000. What is that? 99? Yeah, 4,099 gets written down, right? And we just keep going and we just keep going and we just keep going. Does it take faith to do that? There's no faith in that. That's math at this point. It's math and massive action. It takes no faith. It takes, and all those salaries are at $22 an hour. You get what I'm saying? Because my major goal is, well, a few goals, is to have the least of these, whoever that would be, makes $22 an hour, right? You do, now law, let's say law, you started with me, like Grace and Deanna, and every 60, we did 4 rounds of those 60 days. Now, I'm not going to hire 15 times 4, was that 60. I'm not going to hire 60 people. I don't need 60 people, not right now, okay? I need 28, okay? And I don't have to get them all at once. I need 28. 2 media people, 1 assistant, and the rest are split between sales, happiness, and schedules, but all of that sales, every last bit of it, okay? Now, that's what I need. You do 4 rounds of that. 1 round takes care of most. 2 rounds takes care of everything, right? Plus some extra. So what does round 3 and 4 go to? Well, 22 plus 22 is 44. Congratulations, you make a $44 an hour. All right, third round. Okay, 22, 44, 66. You're now making $66 an hour. Wish I had somebody. Well, I tell you. Okay, right? That is a proper business system to create salaries for... This one thing I just said in the last 2 minutes was worth everything. It's worth everything. It is worth everything, right? Like, you flew down, you missed, whatever it is, you cannot Google that. You can't YouTube it. That's real deal business practices. Now, what you do, law, you're going to enjoy this, you get some people that's hungry about sales. You say, listen, I got you. Now, I wish I had the budget. Okay, this is just an option. But what I can do is I give you 50% for every sale in the first month. Listen to what I said. 50% of every sale in the first month. On the first month. That means those second months, the company's going to lose 50% on the front end because I want you to get paid. But then what that's going to allow me to do is focus on retention, and month 2, 3, and 4 is creating your salary. So you could be salary plus commission. You see what I just did there? All right, I think that's worth explaining one more time, okay? You figure out whatever you're going to pay. You're probably not going to pay $22 an hour. You can. You cannot. It's up to you. You're grown. I can't be the guy saying create 100,000 millionaires and paying people $7.25. I can, but it's not the reputation that I want to have, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have that. I want to have the reputation of even the janitor is in the top middle class around here. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you want to create, and it took me years to figure this out, okay? Because I know how to make money for me. How many of you got that problem? I've never really been good at looking 15 levels down and going, oh, y'all gonna make money. I've always wanted to, but I know how to make money for me. That's really, really difficult, right? Jerome, I know I make money from speaking engagement. Yeah, but how do you make enough to employ people? Damn it, right? Yeah, ask that question. You get what I'm saying? It's a bit difficult. I'm giving you an answer. It's not the answer, but it is a very good one. It's a very good one, okay? And you can do this with no budget. You can. You can. You can either have a product so fantastic, or you can have a product so fantastic and lower the price where it's a no-brainer to sell it. And you just nickel and dime. You just set a goal. You just set a goal around here. This is just a low-end product. You sell a goal around here on a low-end product, 10 sales a day, that's $100 a day. Okay, but you can't forget that this. And it's just $100. Yeah, it's 365 days a year. That's $365,000, ain't it? Was it? 36.5. Okay, too many zeros. It's $36,000 a year. Now turn around and do it the second year, knowing that you also create a salary. Now you got $22 an hour salary plus $36 in commissions. $36,000 in commissions.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we like, oh, you rude to me? I'll buy this place, right? You get what I'm saying? Now we talking like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's proper. Now you invest in real estate. Now you get all the clothes you want, right? We know you're still gonna do it at a discount because you lost. Like we know you. Yeah. We know you still gonna get for the best buck. Yeah. You always look for it. Yeah, somebody gonna tell you the price. You're gonna be like, why are you telling me that? Just swipe my card, right? You understand? But yeah, exactly. But that's how you get that done. Is that fair? That is a fantastic way to get that done. And happiness calls have everything to do with that. That's 25 happy customers in a week. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. That is a really, really big deal.
I used to laugh at things like law of attraction, what you think is what you create, anything related to energy, you attract who you are, anything of that nature. I used to laugh at because I'm like, that's not true. And then I came across Antonio in his teachings of law of attraction. And at first I rejected it because, again, I used to laugh at these things. And the more and more I listened to Antonio's teachings, the more and more things actually started making sense to me. Things started opening up for me. And things started changing for me. The law of attraction teachings that Antonio does have absolutely changed my life, from the way that I parent to the person that I am today, to the way I do business, to the way I live my life. I never knew how important your thoughts and your emotions were, and that you actually attract that. You know, we always say, this is what I want, but what are you attracting deep within you? What vibration are you putting out there? And it took Antonio's teachings for me to be able to understand that while in my head I'm saying, this is what I want, the vibration that I'm putting out is a complete opposite. Once he taught me that, the next step was to teach me how to vibrate at what I wanted. And once I started vibrating at what I wanted, that's when I noticed just how real the law of attraction is. Antonio has taught me that thoughts plus emotion equal creation. How to vibrate at what you want. How to put yourself where you want to be. To feel it, to smell it, to taste it, to see it. How to touch it. Put yourself there and stay there and vibrate there, and it will come to you. The people that you want to attract into your life, vibrate there. Who are they? How do they look? What do they dress like? What are their characters? What, you know, who are they? And the biggest thing that he ever taught me was how to be a better me through law of attraction. I used to ask him, how do I become better? He was like, you create who you want to be. Because I didn't know at the time where I wanted to be. I just knew I wanted to be better. And he told me exactly how to do it. He said, find the people who you're drawn to. Find those who are where you want to be. And start moving like they move. Study them. What I didn't realize was he was teaching me how to attract my future self. And in the process of doing that, even attract being able to associate with these people, be on the same level with them, be in the same atmosphere and network with them. And I have actually had the opportunity to start moving in that direction because he taught me how to attract that into my life. And learning the law of attraction through Antonio has truly changed my life. It has truly changed my success. It has truly changed who I am today. And while I am not perfect in the law of attraction, staying on top of and consistently listening to Antonio's teachings remind me every day to be grateful, to attract that into my life, to only focus on the outcome. And attract only the outcome in my life. And don't get stuck in the how and the why. Just focus on the finish line. And I'll attract the finish line into my life. The law of attraction has made me a greater person. I know it will do the same for you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.